Blackstone Audio presents Light from a Distant Star, a novel by Mary McGarry Morris. This book is read by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. And you still think so? Even after all this time? Absolutely. How can you be so sure? You know how you just know about a person sometimes? He doesn't even have to look you in the eye or say a word, and you know. Now, exactly what it is you know might not be clear, but you still know. You just do. That's the way it always was, even as a kid. It wasn't any kind of higher power or sixth sense, just her own God-given bullshit detector. What surprised Nellie most was how few people had one. Or if they did, how few bothered to use it or trust it. Like the first time she met Max Devaney in her grandfather's junkyard, though it wasn't until all the trouble that she even knew his last name. She and her brother Henry were bringing Charlie his supper that day. Charlie Campbell was their grandfather, but they always called him Charlie, along with everyone else in town. In fact, his was a household name in Springvale then. Once something broke down or was of little use anymore, you'd say, "It's Charlie's now." Like a choked weed, Charlie's house struggled its way up through the junkyard's rusted mountains of scrap metal. Close by was the tar paper-sided barn where his flinty transactions took place, the few there were anymore. The junkyard was right in the middle of town, and so it was considered a blight, especially by newer stores in the area. But with Charlie's own rumors of a big national chain looking at his 3 prime acres,